Let's listen to highlights from week one of the high school football season as heard on our family of stations on KNIA KRBLS. It was a new era at Pella football and the same old result from the Dutch as heard live on KNIA KRBLS.com. KRBLS 2 with Andrew Schneider and Randy Sickema.
Setting up a screen for Mullins, tries to find some space. He gets a block to the 20, and he is gone. Six for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella. Harrison Mullins gets it in from 23 yards out.
That was a great block by Blake DeHeis.
Another free rusher here from Manning. He'll find Emmanuel Deers in the backfield. He's got a lot of blockers at the 30, 25, 20, cutting near sideline. It's Deers in the open field, the 15, one man to beat. He'll break through him, and he is gone. Six for the Dutch, touchdown Pella. It's improv class out there from Manning to Deers. Manning to pass. All nice. Sorts of time, far sideline. Little
nice.
Pitch to Mullins. Makes one defender miss. He's inside the 30. Down the sideline to the 20. One man to beat at the 10. And he is gone.
Final score, Pella 26, Ballard 7. Knoxville headed south to Centerville for the season opener. Heard live on 95.3 KNIA.
Here's Roston looking to throw. He will throw towards the end zone. He's got Fuller there. And it is caught. Did he make it? Yes! Touchdown, Knoxville! The Panthers, the no-huddle offense, go right from the heat race into the A-main. McCarty will go under center. He will take it himself, and he will score. Touchdown, Knoxville. Roston McCarty just follows his blockers. Here is McCarty throwing towards the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Matrician. Jacob Matrician makes the score.
Final score, Centerville 56, Knoxville 21. Pella Christian hosted Roland Story in week one, heard live on 92.1 KRBLS with Tyler Crabb.
Three receiver set, Riley Vincent and Caleb Bulk to the right, Elias Keegan to the left. It's going to be a quarterback power for Brecken Ritzer on the right side. He's got a hole, he's at the 40, he's at the 45, 50,
he's
one
gone.
Man beat, he's got him!
He's
Brecken
gone.
Ritzer, one play, touchdown Eagles! Brecken Ritzer taking his 68 yards to the house, and the Eagles first play scoring here. What a way to start off your season in Class 2A. He'll drop back to pass. He's looking over the middle, and he fires it. Brecken Ritzer with the interception. He's at the 20. 25 makes a man miss at the 30. He's to the 35 and run out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Brecken Ritzer about a start to a senior year. 2-7. The final, or the winner has been determined here in this one, but the Eagles are going to try to build that momentum as Ritzer going to fire deep to the end zone. And touchdown! Caleb Volk. Ritzer with passing touchdown number one finds Caleb Volk. There's that momentum you need going into next week as Ritzer with the long ball to Volk, who's able to drag the feet at the back of the end zone. Get the
final score, Roland Story 32, Pella Christian 13. An all Warren County mix-up in week one had Norwalk squaring up against Indianola. The Indianola perspective was on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner and Rob Hawkins, while the Norwalk side was on KNIAKRBLS.com, KNIA 3 with Mike Effner and Chris Larson.
First and 10, Brick in the shotgun. Designed run, Brick left side, has good blocking, tries to find the edge, yeah. To the 10, to the 5, towards the end zone, touchdown! Asher Brick finds Painter from 12 yards out on the first play of the fourth quarter, and Indianola finds their third score of the game to go up 20-7.
Left to right, and it's going to be fielded deep at the one-yard line. Back there by Eli Robbins.
There
he's got
go.
A step,
get going.
Breaks the tackles, gets out to his right. He's got some blockers in front of him. Down the sideline.
There you
still
go.
On his feet. Eli Robbins going 99 yards for the touchdown.
Well, that's the way you answer right there, Mike, right? Like, he shed about four different would-be in.
Four wide receivers for Indianola. Hilton goes in motion. Keeper for Brick. He finds room up the middle. He gets up to the five, to the sideline. Touchdown, Asher Brick. And there's your dagger from 17 yards out. Asher Brick scores his third rushing touchdown of the day, and Indianola leads 27-14.
Oh, look at him go.
There you go.
All the
going.
Way down the sidelines. He may go
keep
to the
going.
House. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Knocked to
touchdown.
The pylon and
touchdown. Yeah, you bet.
Touchdown, Luke Brewer, and that was all Luke on a quick hitter with 4:54 to go. Norwalk back in the game.
Did you see it, though, Mike? Eli Robbins right here at the 50-yard line was just a...
Are they going to down it or are they going to rush it? 12 seconds. Brick, he's going to call a play. He's going to rush forward. Brick, he dives forward and he scores! 6.9 seconds to go in the second. Asher Brick leads a monster of a drive that takes up nearly the entire second quarter. And Indianola up 13-7 on an Asher Brick one-yard run.
Final score, Indianola 28, Norwalk 14. The game of the night was in Newton as the Cardinals battled Carlisle live on KNIAKRLS.com. KRLS 3 with Randy Van and Wally Price.
Over the middle. Finn Martin has it at the 19, gets away. 10, 5, touchdown, Finn Martin and the Newton Cardinals. Kane Klein put it up there. It was a little underthrown. Finn Martin waited for it, got it at the 10. The defender kind of fought him for it, and he got away and goes into the end zone.
47 yards, Randy.
47 to the right of Kane Klein. And it's going to be Kane Klein trying to find his way into the end zone, and he will. Kane Klein, first touchdown of the season, a three-yard touchdown run. Gets Newton on the board with 5:25 left in the ballgame. They still trail it 14-6, depending on the outcome of the extra point. But second possession. It's on the afterburners, 50,
he's
40,
gone.
30, 20, 10, he's gone. Isaiah Hansen to the house. 1:16 left in the third quarter. Newton back within one. Hansen.
Final score, Newton 49, Carlisle 42. Highlights from week one of the high school football season on KNIA KRLS.